Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. With us as always, Colin Burton of fizzleandpop.com.
Hello, everybody.
And in today's episode, we have Justin Carmichael of Emerald Hieroplant.
Hey, everybody.
My wife, Heather Knight.
Hi.
My dad, Jess Knight.
Hello.
And from Matted Spam, my sister, Heather.
Hello.
Now, what we're going to be talking about today is better than crack, it's the Nintendo Wii.
Wii!
Justin was nice enough to bring over his Wii so we could play it.
And now,
we're addicted.
Really bad.
We're addicted to Justin's Wii.
His wife,
actually, it's Nintendo's Wii, but we're addicted. And poor Justin, you actually had to camp out to get this.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, and no, I was actually going to do a, in the field reporter thing, but it was such a horrible experience. Not because, like, the PS3 where people wanted to, shiv me for my Wii.
Shiv you in the Wii.
Or shiv me in the Wii or beat me up or anything. But it was just because the crowd was just so... Yeah, we just...
So inbred?
Yeah. Trevor, bless his heart, he was so patient. I have never seen the patience of saints with him. When he got in the car after getting the Wii, he just spouted off a tirade that I think is still hanging
here.
Over Manhattan someplace.
Tag on
oh, yes.
Cheese.
Oh, my goodness. But, yes, and his girlfriend, we stayed out 14 hours in Walmart.
No way.
There's
14 hours.
We were at a Walmart before they released the PS3, and we saw some people camping out. And that's the great thing about watching people like you or them camping out is because the worst thing in the world would be to lose your place in line, correct?
Yes.
So you can stand and taunt them. You can taunt them from the sidewalk, and they're going to do nothing because they don't want to lose their place in line.
Luckily, Walmart had that in mind, and they had a sign-up sheet. They knew how many Wiis they had. They said, we have 20. Here's a sign-up sheet. If you leave the line for longer than 15 minutes, we wipe you off of the list.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah, so you could walk around. You just had to log out.
You could go take a Wii.
You could get coffee. You could go to the McDonald's there, but any longer, and... And you were wiped off.
Wow, but so. You were not wiped off.
Nope.
You, in fact,
we
got
stayed.
The Wii.
We were there from 10 to 12 midnight.
Now, why don't you tell the kids out there who are not quite familiar with the Wii, what comes with the base Wii system?
Okay, the base Wii system, $250, suggested retail price, tax not included. You get the main Wii, which comes up. And really quick, on a small thing, Nintendo had their name that they were their code name for the system, and it was called the Revolution.
Which
would have been perfect. And then they said, No, this is called the Wii, the W-I-I. It means us, a community. You and me playing together. Nice
Wii.
Idea. That's horrible.
We would like to play.
in French, Anyways, you get the main system, power cable, everything. It's a little sensor bar. You get one Wiimote, and that's what they call it, a Wiimote, and one nunchuck attachment. Now, a nunchuck attachment is...
It's not your traditional nunchuck.
No, you could probably bludgeon someone like Bruce Lee in Chinese Connection, but...
But it might break.
But it might break. So, but you hook it up to the one Wiimote, and it's just got a little cord, and it's got two buttons and a little, walking around bar, a little movement bar, and that's it. And you can play golf and bowling with just the one Wiimote. If you buy two, you can play boxing, or with two, you can play the.
This is starting to sound like a tampon commercial.
The tennis.
You can go horseback riding or anything
with your Wii.
It affords you the freedom.
That's right.
Do what you want.
But that's about it. So for $310, I just bought the Wii and a Wiimote and.
And it comes with the Wii Sports.
Oh, yes, and it comes with Wii Sports, which has five games.
Yeah, five games. So what are the five games in Wii Sports?
Tennis, golf.
Baseball.
Bowling. And boxing.
Ooh, and the one we can't play today, although I would love to smoke Colin up.
I'll bring it next time. I'll bring it next time.
Is the boxing. But we played. We've all had a chance to play the Wii. And It's, like I said, it's crack. It's very addictive. I want the Wii very much. Tennis was a lot of fun. The baseball was a lot of fun.
I'd have to say that I'd actually enjoy playing video games with you with that console.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't be the whole throwing the controller across the room and leaving.
Yeah,
it would actually...
You don't want to throw the controller at all.
Yes, it comes with a little strap that you attach to your Wiimote so that it doesn't go flying out of your hand and through the TV, your very expensive $3,000 plasma TV or what have you.
Yeah, yes, just for the record, I don't have a plasma TV. My TV is not very high-end, but I wouldn't like to break it. Anyway, yes. Dad.
What?
You, being an older person, somebody of a generation that's not used to the video games... You like the Wii, don't you?
I did. It was better than watching porno.
Live porno on the net.
I played golf with Justin, and he beat me, but it was a lot of fun. Then I watched you guys bowl, and I watched play tennis, and I watched, and it just is just... You're right. It's addictive.
I would go
spend $300 to have one of them things, because I think I would... I don't do much. I sit around the house a lot, but boy, I bet I'd be playing this thing.
Well, and
it's
you know,
interactive.
That's the obvious difference between that and other video games. And then, you know, the manufacturers have been striving so hard to make the games more interactive, and yet Nintendo is the only one who has succeeded in making a more tactile experience, which, man, this is fun. What do you think? What's your take on this Wii, Heather?
Well, I like it. I've only played bowling. So far, that's all I've done, but it's a lot of fun.
And how does it compare to when you bowl in real life to bowling on the Wii?
It's almost the same to me because I've got this weird little hook when I actually bowl.
Translates.
Yeah,
the Wii picks up.
Doing it.
The Wii
like,
picks up on your flaws and exploits them.
So. But it's easier to correct it on the video game, of course, than it is in
right,
real life.
But
so.
I was and obviously the heft of the ball isn't there. I did some of the bowling myself, and I found that once you get the hang of the timing with the button, which obviously you don't have in real life.
Right.
But once you get the hang of the button, pretty much your arm motion is the same. If you want to throw it straight, you got to do the handshake. If you want to curve it, by God, you can curve it.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the speed that you fire that ball, it depends on how great the curve is. And that's really, usually in years past, you've seen video games, bowling video games, especially with a trackball.
Yeah.
And that's kind of crappy.
Yeah.
But this is so much fun.
Yep.
And plus, you pointed out you don't have the trigger in real life, but in a way you do because you're holding the
fingers
ball with those
ball.
Three fingers.
Right.
Yeah. And then you have to hold the trigger to start your move, and then you let go like you'd let go of the ball. It's very similar.
Huh? Right. It's similar.
Not the same.
But
obviously.
No, I understand what you're saying.
You could dial in the weight of your remote.
that would be the...
That's the Wii 2 named the Wii Wii.
Yes. I'm not sure. And back to you, Heather, the other Heather, my wife, Heather. You had an opportunity to play just about every game except for the boxing, right?
Yes, I bowled. I played golf. I didn't play tennis. I did the baseball.
You
twice.
Would like the tennis. I played the tennis against Justin.
Would, but there was not time for the tennis.
Yeah. But you and I just got done playing the baseball. And
yes, and
whereas I was
a home run out of the park, thank you very much.
I put a home run into the stands. She put one of my fastballs
out of the park,
out onto Waveland Avenue. Although I tried to brain her little, really tried hard. I put a 95 mile an hour fastball just under the chin and into really good self defense though. Smacked it foul.
Yeah.
I mean, had you not smacked that foul, your little me, because
my little me
would have been laying on the ground in the fetal position, speaking
not
gibberish.
Clean up his leg.
And before we go any farther, why don't you, Justin, explain the me's?
The me's. The me is a way for you to create a little caricature of yourself that translates into Wii Sports and hopefully future titles, actually. In January 15th, they're bringing out Wii Play, which includes 8 more games. It'll be table tennis. It'll have, I forget all the ones that it'll have. But yeah, it'll have 8 more games.
More sports-style games.
Yes, ping pong, that's one.
But ping pong is table tennis, and table tennis is ping pong.
Excuse me.
Will it have sword
badminton?
Now,
fencing.
I was thinking fencing, but I didn't see fencing on the list. So
I'm sure that's though got to be on the radar.
Oh yeah.
Well, because then everybody can go touche pussycat.
Well, and as soon as
actually,
this came out,
I would probably do the Inigo Montoya line.
Oh yes, yes, yeah.
Well, when this came out, when they showed the Wiimote just before the big electronics convention called E3, they saw the Wii. They got to people got to play it, and then they went to LucasArts and they said, "Oh, are you doing a Star Wars game on this? It would be so cool." And they said, "No, we are not going to do anything with the Wii." And then when it got such a big buzz at E3, they went back to LucasArts and said, "It's too bad you're not doing a Star Wars." "Star Wars? When did we say we were not doing a Star Wars? We've got one in production." So they are going to have next year, first or second quarter, lightsaber.
Well, you know, I think that initially, because my initial reaction to obviously you've been geeked about this
I've been geeked about it for a long time.
My initial reaction was, number one, it's Nintendo. How good can it be?
Yes.
Number two, this sounds lame. And then I saw it. And then now so I've got a chance to play it. And I'm ready to put myself in hawk to get a Wii. That's probably what happened. You had the PlayStation 3 coming out right around the same time. Then that had the big buzz.
A couple days early.
Which was big because they were talking about the great graphics. You can see sweat on Tiger Woods' forehead in Tiger Woods.
Yeah, but with the Wii, you can actually feel the sweat.
With the Wii, you're going to be sweating.
Yes.
So I think that's the thing. I think that it probably doesn't translate well on paper. This is what's going to happen. But then when people see it, and then when people handle it, then they realize, okay, we've got to be a part of this. I guess I saw a commercial for Call of Duty, I guess, is a game.
Yes.
And you actually take the butt end, and crack people in the jaw. And I'm thinking, that's what I've been missing. I mean, you could pull a combo out of your ass, X, 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 Y, Y, left, left, right, right. But to actually have something in your hand, and that's why I'm excited. I was tell you kids a sad story. We were out playing the baseball. The game ended. And it ended in a tie. My wife and I tied, just so you know.
Bummer.
I didn't actually have the opportunity to brain any of her players. But Colin said, "I want to box Derek." And I jumped up and down like a just like a little kid in a candy store. Ooh, yes, yes, yes. And Justin informed me that he didn't bring the required controllers. You have to have the nunchuck attachment. And I didn't, so I didn't get a chance to punch Colin in the virtual jaw.
And now he's dejected and sad, and he's going to cry in the corner.
That is probably the thing I am most looking forward to now, is the boxing. Once I get my own Wii, which...
So Justin,
I don't think there's any way to avoid
him on your porch at any time.
Well,
I was in the neighborhood. I brought cookies.
Yeah, we're missing cookies today. Yeah.
Cookies today.
The cherry chip cookies. Yeah,
cherry chip cookies from King's
Crack.
Apparently that gets by your wife at the door, who mans the door.
Here's cherry cookies.
He lied.
I never said I was getting cookies. I'd have to drive the view to do that.
Coming from an educator's perspective, if I could put a Wii in the hands of all of my kids who play video games, I would be excited, because then they would at least be doing some sort of motion with it as opposed to sitting and mashing buttons.
Interesting.
Yeah. This coming from the biggest button masher of all time.
Hey,
Tekken,
you know what?
Button mashing champion.
Yes, I am. But
it's like the windmill of destruction.
I came close to beating you in football. I had never played the Madden football on the PlayStation. No. I came close to beating you. I lost by 3.
I made sure you did. Yeah.
I don't know how much you guys like driving games. I think Heather likes driving games more than...
Yes,
Heather loves the driving games.
Them.
But I saw a review of one of the Wii games. I don't know what the name of it is. Can you help me with that, Justin?
I think it was Gran Turismo.
It was based off of like their Excite Bike, only it's Excite Trucks or something like that?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And what you do is you hold the remote sideways and you drive with the remote. Like
sweet.
So you hold it sideways and... And as you drive,
you can pull up. This doesn't actually translate to audio. Justin has a remote in his hand. And
not a
remote. He's holding it horizontal.
To go along with the words.
And they even come with a little steering wheel that you can pop the Wiimote into. And so you actually have a steering wheel that you're holding on to and you drive.
And it would be cordless.
Sweet. Too much fun.
Also
that is a little weird because I know when we were playing the baseball, I thought I was done and I went like this and I moved the remote down. I made a downward motion and I threw the ball and I was like, oh crap.
And I noticed I was doing that a lot because when I play softball normally, I do a lot of motion with the bat and I was doing the same things and my little guy on screen was
going nuts.
Looked like he had Tourette's. Just flailing the bat around and I'm thinking, okay, got to calm down. Got to hold it a little bit more steady because it's more sensitive than you think, I think, at times.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's definitely more sensitive with the golf, too, because the putting was a little hard. Because if you're the normal swing of a putt, when you're putting, and I was going, woo, so I had to slow it down and just kind of. Yeah.
Well, plus that also goes back to the heft of the object in your hand is different than a normal sports
equipment.
But
once you get the hang of it, it was kind of hard.
But I found it, the baseball wasn't that different. It was different, but it wasn't that bad. Go ahead, Dad.
Well, now I played just that beginner golf, and they'll just three holes. Does it get harder? Do the holes get harder?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you have to align your shots? Do you have to play the wind on all of them?
Yeah.
Hit hooks and draws.
Justin was saying it gets more wind and it gets harder as you go.
It stays a five par, but then you get like wind. You get lots of lakes in between you and the ninjas
and pirates.
Ninjas pop out and hit you with their golf clubs.
Is it like beginner and...
Yes, it does three holes for the beginner, three holes for intermediate, and three holes for the advanced. And you can play all of them at the same time and just do a nine-hole game. Now, they are coming out also, I believe, this week. Not this week. Weeks...
it came out.
In December, early December, they are did bring out a golf game that did play a full 18.
Well, I imagine that would be one of the first games.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I have not played that one yet.
Is it going to be Nintendo brand or is it Tiger Woods?
And they are bringing out a Tiger Woods one. I believe second quarter next in 2007, but it is not a Nintendo house brand, but it is
EA Sports.
A group. Oh, and the funny thing is EA Sports just stopped doing PSP games and is
focusing on Wii.
A whole unit. Now they have focusing on Wii games.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can imagine playing like Madden. If you have to throw the ball,
you
have to run and juke, I will really enjoy that.
It's out right now.
Child over there.
Madden. Madden 07, you actually throw the ball. To kick, you actually bring your arm from your legs up like you're kicking. To juke,
put it in your shoe and kick?
Yes, you tackle. To catch it plays with a nunchuck. So to catch the ball after it's thrown, you actually bring both hands up.
Nice.
To juke, you use your left arm to juke left or right. To stiff arm, you use stiff arm left or right with the Wiimote. And instead of just throwing you into a game like a lot of other football games go, okay, here's your game, it shows you, okay, we're going to teach you how to juke.
Yeah.
You've got a minute. Here's how to do it. Nice. And we're going to play it over and over until you get the idea. Oh, by the way, now we're going to do kickoffs. Here's how you do a kickoff. You've got a minute to play a kickoff. Once you've played all the games, it says, okay, you all now know all those. Play a game.
Rock and roll. What media does the Wii games come on?
They actually come on a CD sized disc, but the difference is the Wii is a big problem that people have had with the Wii is that it's only as powerful as two GameCubes.
Okay.
That's it. So the graphics aren't that spectacular and the discs are actually bigger than they're CD size. So there's not too much special in there.
Right.
It's so just how it's made. It's just how it's played.
Well, come on. It was pretty special. The outfielders in the baseball games had no feet.
Oh, yeah.
And then they hop in the home plate.
Like little weebles.
Little weebles, yes.
The GameCube games are backwards compatible. Yeah. Play GameCube games on the Wii.
You can play all the way back to original Nintendo games and...
Downloadable. It's like MAME.
Really?
It's like MAME. And they brought out...
You pay for them.
Yeah,
certainly.
Yeah.
But
and really
not that
officially
Maine is
we acknowledge no we have no knowledge of Maine.
Right. No, no.
We don't even
stealing
have Maine on
ROM pirating is bad. Folks.
So mm-hmm. yeah, you can buy even Turbo Graphics, and I think are they gonna offer Sega games as well?
Sega games, yeah. Actually they have
how
some Sega Genesis out right now.
How yeah. did they how dogs and cats living together, how can you play a Sega game on a Nintendo system?
Shinobi.
Well, the regular NES games, you tilt the Wii over, and it's just like a regular Nintendo remote controller, and
oh,
it's got
it
the one and two.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah. They have a separate you can use GameCube controllers if you have GameCube games and stuff, or GameCube controllers, and you can use them for the TurboGrafx, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64 games and all that. But they even have a classic controller, $20, hooks into your Wiimote, and it will play every game. It will allow you to control for any NES game, any TurboGrafx.
The older games don't support the motion stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. So it's like you're plugging in a brand new controller. Only $20, but if you have GameCube controllers, you don't need to pop that out, and you can play anything.
I mean, like I said, it's better than cracked. I'm just crazy nuts now for the Wii.
He looks like he's ready to just jump in the car and go.
You had a great time with the baseball.
I had a hell of a great time.
Yeah,
I didn't
figure. There you go. Let's go camp outside of Walmart.
We're not going to camp out, but I guarantee we'll find a way to get our own Wii. Because
where there's a
will, there's a Wii, and we'll have one.
There's a will, there's a Wii.
Justin's a pusher. He's like a drug dealer. You know, the first one's free. Your own Wii costs you. And that's...
Well, yeah.
I have sold more Nintendo DSs than I think.
You should have gotten in the contract to get yours for free.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's Justin's fault we got a Guitar Hero.
Now we're... Completely addicted to that.
So it's blame Justin Day.
It is. Yeah, it's blame Justin
Day. Maybe Justin actually works for these people and he's just.
Just completely obsessed with
He
this
should
sort
work
thing.
For them.
That was sad.
He'd be a great salesman.
You recently went to Japan, you and your wife. Well, you were there since all this crap comes from Japan.
Yes.
Did you have any gaming type experiences over there?
Actually, yes. It's amazing the different types of games and the different ideas of games that work there that would never work here.
Kind of like food.
Yes, Mahjong. You probably played the solitaire Mahjong where you're matching tiles.
Yeah.
The regular Mahjong is like Rummy, where you're trying to make sets and pairs and everything like that. And it is so big that they have an entire floor of an arcade, several places in Japan, with all these machines lined up with little spacers in between so you can't cheat and look off of your opponent, and they'll all play wireless Mahjong together, and it will search for it's amazing. Why don't you just buy a set of tiles and no this is the wireless Mahjong.
So Mahjong is the World of Warcraft.
Oh my gosh. And they had this very cool game too. You sat in front of a video screen and a half of a field of soccer. You buy a pack of baseball cards, but they're soccer cards. You pull them out, and each one has a player. And each player, it's on a special card. So you actually place them in the field how you want them to. This is going to be my goalie. This is going to be my striker. This is going to be left. And then the game reads all those and plays it on the screen. And if at any time he's sucking, you can push pause, take out a card, place another card down, and it'll reread it, and then it'll play the game with this new player on there.
Wow.
Just like collectible card games, it's like some players are rarer.
Are you controlling the game, or the game just has it's a simulation.
Yeah, I think it's a simulation.
Okay.
And so how well they do, it will save to those particular cards, so your players actually get better.
Wow.
Oh.
So you can trade a player. Oh, wow, that player did really well. Yeah. Hey, I'll trade you two of this. Nah, I don't want to trade him, but I'll trade him for that one. Oh, yeah. You know? It's amazing.
Now, off the subject of technology, but something that I found to be quite intriguing, reading your accounts of your Japan trip, the filet o'ebi.
Oh, God, I love
that.
The
shrimp
thing.
Patty. That they serve at the McDonald's over there.
It was so good.
That sounds awesome. Now, my sister's making a face, but she's also kind of your just basic meat and potatoes kind
if
of person.
If it comes from the sea, it's no good for me.
Yeah, but I, and my wife, because she has a niacin allergy, if she ate an entire fillet of shrimp, it would kill her dead.
Oh, goodness.
But me, man.
A fillet of shrimp?
Yeah. Now, Justin, why don't you explain how these are made?
Okay. Imagine a gosh. They're about as big as a hamburger patty, and all I can think of how they make them is that they take a bunch of little tiny baby shrimps, and they put them into a little round dish or something. They fill them up, and then they bread them like they would the fish fillets, deep fry them. When they come out, they're an actual patty, and they serve them on a bun with lettuce and Thousand Island dressing.
That just sounds so goddamn good.
Oh, my God. They were so good. It was so good.
Oh, I want one.
And they didn't fall apart. You would think that you'd take one and they'd all just, like, fall off, you know. But they were together, and it was just so good.
And obviously,
And they sing to you. Everything sings in Japan.
Yes, thank you for eating us.
Well, now, and obviously there's probably not enough time to even go to start getting into this, but what were some of the major cultural differences between Japan and America?
Politeness.
You mean that they're not polite?
They are polite. They are so very polite. When we got off the plane,
so it's like being in
coming
Canada
back.
With, like, different food.
Oh, but when somebody here in America gets on a cell phone, they get on the cell phone and they talk about this loud, and they just talk and very loud, and everybody will hear my conversation.
And they're all New York Jews.
And they're all New York Jews. And in Japan, if their cell phone rang, they would put it up to their ear and say, "Hey, moshi moshi. Moshi moshi. Onno tsukunaru. Oh, choto choto." And then they'd cover their mouth, they'd stand up and walk out of wherever they were, or some place where they could be quiet. They'd have their conversation, then they'd come back and gently sit down. You didn't hear people yelling or screaming. You didn't hear people coming out of a place, fucking son of a bitch, I told him off. You don't hear that.
What's fucking Japanese?
They're too polite.
Actually, you curse at people in Japanese by talking down to them.
Oh, so like their station is lower than yours.
So instead of saying an entire phrase in Japanese, they'd maybe cut it off and maybe throw in an epithet, you know, like a baka, you know, or something. But they don't really. It's so different. And actually, coming back, we landed in San Francisco, and Jennifer and I just looked at each other, and just the few minutes that we were off the plane, we said, "Can we get back on the plane and go back to Japan?" Oh God, politeness. It sounds so minor, but it was so major.
Yeah.
And the cleanliness. Everybody recycled there. Everybody recycled.
Now, do you think that has a lot to do with just the population density?
Oh, yes. They have to. There's no place for trash.
Yeah.
So they have to take these papers and...
Couldn't they just conquer Taiwan and turn that into their landfill?
But it's so far away.
It's like we should conquer.
But isn't Taiwan already kind of
a landfill?
But wow, political. But no, it was so very different in so many different ways, and I can't wait to go back. Cannot wait to go back.
Now, how long did you guys have to save up to go on this big trip?
We saved, she saved up for the majority of, I think, about 2 years.
Wow.
We left with $5,000, and we came back with $1,000 in our pocket, but we were really frugal about where we stayed and stuff.
Yeah, I would still think that a trip like that, even $5,000, is on the low end of what you would want to use to take a trip like that.
But we had fun. We bought two tickets that would allow us to go anywhere on the Japan Rails line for $500. And it was, you got to just flash your badge and just go on any Japan Rail for 14 days, which saved us a ton of money, because to go from one end of Tokyo to the other costs $38.
Oof. Wow.
Yes.
On
the train.
Big savings.
Buses and any buses that were Japan Rail, we could go on with this thing. So even going on the Shinkansen, the bullet train from Osaka to Tokyo, $138 one way.
Whoa.
Yes.
And didn't you say, that there was...
Per person.
Didn't you mention that there were just like certain odd, really expensive items like apple juice?
Oh, God, yes. The fruit. Fruit is insanely expensive. Not exaggerating in the least, a thing of grapes, $8.
Jeez. Wow.
One apple, $3.
Good Lord, that better be one good apple.
They have no room. There is no place to grow fruit. As you go through the countryside, as you look through the countryside on a train or something, any place that is not being used for something has rice growing on it. Every place. Even when you go into where they have apartments and houses where there's not a little place, there's green. Near train lines where a train will go through a city, even if there's tons of apartments, they have a little row out of flowers and bushes that they're putting out there, and they're not going to be messed with because they're pretty and they're communal and this is part of the city, and it's polite not to disturb these things, not to kick them over. Frickin' flowers, frickin' in my way. No. This is a beautiful thing. We are placing it out here. Don't steal it. Okay, we won't.
And you know what else is beautiful?
Being out of time.
So we started talking about how addictive the Wii was and then got into a little bit about Japan. And so we'd like to thank Justin Carmichael for being our guest today on the big show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. With us as always, Colin Burton, FizzlingPop.com.
Goodbye, everyone.
Other guests on the show today, my wife, Heather.
Bye.
My dad, Jess Knight.
Bye-bye.
And my sister from Matted Spam, Heather.
Bye-bye.
And, hey, tell you what, go out and buy a Wii. I'm sure that your local store has at least one or two. And if you got a few $100 lying around, you too can experience the crack-like Wii. We'll see you next week right here on The Big Show.